information. Lakers win at home 14-13.
Lakers had five possessions in that second half. Six possessions that second half and did not score. Cass City had five and struck for two touchdowns at the 11-14 mark and the 5-16 mark in the fourth quarter. Well, pretty much every stat, including the score, is pretty much dead even when you're looking at time of possession.
30 seconds separate the two teams.
Yep, right around 23 minutes each and some change for both teams. As far as the score, obviously 14-13 Lakers. But look at this for overall offense. For Lakers, they had 296 total yards. And for Cass City, 267 yards, only 29-yard differential there. As far as rushing the ball, Cass City had 188 yards for 40 off of 41 carries. Lakers, 38 carries, three less, and 7 yards less at 181. The only difference is really the passing game. Lakers, 13 plays of passing the ball for 115 yards. Cass City, 16 plays passing for 79 yards. As far as individual efforts go, for Lakers, they were led by two people with 70 yards each, Brennan Wisner and Hunter Seeley, each with 70 yards. Brennan Wisner did it off of 20 carries. Hunter Seeley did it off of 13. Keegan Valentine had 41 yards off of 5 carries and a score. Hunter Seeley, the only other touchdown for the Lakers. Passing the ball, Brennan Wisner was 9 for 13 for 115 yards. His long was 36 yards, which went in the hands of Keegan Valentine, who was 4 for 4 in receiving for 80 yards on the night. Trent Cunningham was 2 for 10 yards. We have Brandon Wischlager 1 for 3 for 11 yards, and Hunter Seeley 2 for 3 for 11 yards, and Jim Stork 1 for 1 for 2 yards. The only penalties for Lakers were 3 false starts for 15 total yards. Cass City's offense was led by in the rushing attack by Nick Perry off of 10 carries for 61 yards and 1 score. Sawyer Cothrell, 16 carries, 52 yards, and the other score. But in between them, we had Brandon Horn, who did all of his damage really in the first half, 9 carries for 59 yards. And then we have Brad Hacker, 2 carries for 11 yards, and Mason Erla, 4 carries for 5 yards. Mason Erla struggled through the air today. He was 3 for 16 for 2 interceptions and 79 yards. His long was 38 yards, which was caught by Nick Perry, his only reception of the day. Sawyer Cothrell, 2 for 9 for 41 yards. His long was 27. Brad Hacker, 0 for 1. Cole Chippy and Parker Hare, each 0 for 2. Penalties for Cass City, 2 false starts for 10 yards on offense. Dave Hansen, what do you see here?
Well, you don't see anybody that really stands out on the Cass City offense. You can see Mason Erla struggled through the air. 3 for 16 is not good, especially when you have 2 interceptions to go on top of that. He very much so struggled through the air. But on some bright notes, guys that I didn't expect to have impacts in this game, Brandon Horn had averaged 6.5 yards a carry on 9 carries. He really was the only bright spot that they had in the first half. The second half, though, to me, the bright spot was Nick Perry. He averaged over 6 yards a carry. Now, Nick Perry only had 10 carries, so he gets 60 yards. He did score one of their 2 touchdowns. Sawyer Cothrell gets 16 carries, and he always gets a little bit more of the lion's share, but he barely averages 3 yards a carry in this game. They just never really got anybody going. The second half, obviously, Nick Perry got a few going, and he also caught that 38-yard pass, but he was only thrown to one time. You know, I think he's a guy they're going to have to work into the offense a little bit more, even if they have to throw it to him a little bit.
Defensive side of things, Cass City ended up with 39 tackles, but here's an impressive stat. 7 tackles for a loss for 21 yards, 1 tip pass, 1 recovered fumble, and 3 penalties for 25 yards. They were led in tackles by Parker Hare with 9. Nick Perry had 6. Brad Hacker with 4. Jake Lawrence with 5. Brady Warford and Cole Chippy each with 3, as well as Mason Erla. Then a slew with 1. Keith Lounsbury, Ryan Schmidt, Brandon Horn, Devin Kluger, Shade Perzanowski, and Sawyer Cothrell. Tackles for a loss, Brad Hacker with 1, as well as Nick Perry, Brady Warford, Parker Hare, and Cole Chippy. And Perzanowski in with 2 tackles for a loss. Cole Chippy also had a tip pass, and Brandon Horn recovered the fumble. Penalties, we had 2 offsides for 10 yards and a horse collar, which actually did not end up happening, I do believe.
Right, they picked that flag up, so there was no horse collar there.
So it was only 2 penalties for 10 yards for the Cass City defense. Dave Hansen, what do you see here?
Yeah, I see Parker Hare having a great game on defense. Nick Perry quietly doing a lot on defense. You know, six tackles. He was the second leading tackler on the team. You know, for a small guy and a sophomore, he's really making a big impact on both sides of the ball, and expect to hear his name as potential MVP candidates in years to come.
As far as the Laker defense, 45 tackles, two tackles for a loss, one sack, two tip passes in the big stat of the night, two interceptions, and no penalties on defense. They had co-leading tacklers for Lakers tonight, Bailey Krzyzewski with eight, as well as Keegan Valentine with eight. Brennan Wisner, not far behind, with six. Then Brandon Wischlager and Hunter Seeley, each in with five. Trent Cunningham had four. Logan Breemeister and Cole Binder with two. James Stork with three. Jacob Kretschmer with one, as well as Joseph McCardle. Tackles for a loss, Cole Binder, and number 81, that would be James Stork. Jim Stork also had a sack. Cody Brownell and Bailey Krzyzewski each with a tip pass. Interceptions went to Brandon Wischlager and Hunter Seeley. And impressive stats for the Laker defense tonight.
Absolutely, but you see a ton of guys with a lot of tackles, and that's what gave Lakers the edge in this game. They did not miss tackles, and they had plenty of guys warming to the football, making sure that there was no yak, Clark, no yards after contact, and that's the difference in this game between Lakers and Cass City when you sort out all these stats.
And, you know, Dave, when you look at this, the second half was basically a tale of two halves. Lakers completely dominated the first half. Cass City dominates the second half, but just could not squeeze over that advantage after that extra point, as we saw an impressive first extra point from Lounsbury, and the second one goes wide to the right off the side of his foot, and that's the difference maker, special teams and that extra point.
Well, you obviously love that they have trust in a guy to kick extra points. Now, in this case, he could have tied the game, and this game could still be going on now, and he missed it off to the right. But there's a lot that goes on in an extra point, Clark. There's more to it than a guy mishitting it.
Well,
you know, the hold could not have been that great. The snap could have been a little lower high. But because it did not look like the way the ball flew, it looked like it may not have been sitting very well when he kicked it, because it went high and right. And the one that he made after the 5-yard penalty was a penetrating line drive that looked like it had 20 or 30 yards worth of potential field goal opportunity. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's difficult, but as we see, there's plenty of teams around here that go for two every time, and that percentage isn't very good either.
No, of course not. As far as looking across the region here, USA with a big win over Bad Axe. That is a final with a score
of 52-20, Clark.
52-20 final from USA defeating Bad Axe, who is now 1-3 in the season. USA 3-1 on the year. Obviously, first-year coach Tyler Lang's in USA, making that one a great program.
And take that a step further, they had an opportunity to knock down the door in week one. They are one play away from being 4-0, and the most shocking team. They are probably the most surprising team around, but probably the most surprising 4-0 team potentially. But still, sitting at 3-1, Coach Langs is a happy man over there in the Unionville Sebring area.
Sandusky takes out Harbor Beach quite big, and as expected, 43-8 in Sandusky.
Yeah. What's the young man's name in Sandusky there?
Chase Tucker.
Chase Tucker. He is a phenomenal athlete, and I can't wait to get an opportunity to see him. But I know he probably had a big game today. It's been tough for anybody to find an answer to slow him down.
Another final, we have Brown City big over Memphis, 52-0. Nothing new there. But Ubley takes out Marlette for a 1-0 lead in the Greater Thumb East, 36-12. Final score from Marlette on the road.
Yeah, you know something there, Clark? Ubley has been playing a little bit better as of late, coming off a big comeback victory last week. Marlette, same way, but they had to come back against a not very good Reese team. So Marlette showing signs of weakness, Ubley showing signs of strength. They handily defeat them in that game. So credit Ubley as they're starting to show that they are going to give Sandusky a run for their money in the East.
And Vassar at the end of the third over Reese was 45-0. That's a running clock, and probably won't see much more scoring in that fourth quarter. And, of course, our score here, Lakers 14, Cass City 13. And as we take a look at the schedule for next week, Lakers hosts Vassar in week number 5, which should be a great game. And then also Cass City is on the road at Bad Axe.
And you know what? This Cass City team struggled a great deal today. Now, whether it was Lakers stepped up to the plate and played that well today,